Blog Talk Radio.
Mommy, you're looking like I'm just another guy that came to check it, that came to wreck it. No disrespect, but mommy, that's a record. Wishing them Jesus got my mind hectic. I can see that you're feeling my passion. Is it cause I'm flashing? Or is it this cash that's just way too reckless? Or is it this necklace? Wait, let me interrupt myself with this message. See,
I don't wanna be loved, I don't wanna be loved.
I just want a quickie. No bite marks, no scratches, and no hickey. If you can't get with that, mommy, come get with me.
I don't wanna be loved, I don't wanna be loved.
I just want a quick fix up in your mix, miss. Send me a wish list, I have you addicted. So mommy, come hit this. Mommy, I realize that I'm managed. Speak a language of love like Spanish. Y'all don't bougie, I'm so obscene. Know what I mean? Yeah, sorry, that was Portuguese. That I speak with ease. Please, get on a knee. I got a penny for your thoughts, if you know what I mean. But
I don't wanna be loved, I don't wanna be loved.
I just want a quickie. No bite marks, no scratches, and no hickeys. If you can't get with that, mommy, come get with me.
I don't wanna be loved,
yeah.
I don't wanna be loved.
I just want a quick fix up in your mix, miss. Send me a wish list, I have you addicted. So mommy, come hit this. Don't be offended, babe, by what I...
Good evening and welcome to the Friday Nightcap with Imaj Alde and Taylor Dane. Hopefully this week was a good week for everyone. Hi, Taylor, how are you doing?
Hello, 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 hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. I'm so glad to be back this week.
Welcome back. Welcome back. How are you doing, ma'am?
I am good. I'm good. How are you, miss?
I am tired. I'm not even going to pretend, act like I'm not tired. This transition to working from home has been an experience and a half for me because I've been in the same spot for 12 hours. So imagine that life. And I'm not even going to talk about this Chinese food I just ate. But anyway, that's not what the conversation is about. We're not going to talk about that Chinese food because I felt like I had to wait to eat it till next year because it was from daggum hot. Okay. Now, I know this show is not about me complaining about my these egg rolls, but I dog near burnt my tongue trying to eat a freaking egg roll. And I am way over this whole egg roll. My mouth hurts. I'm like, oh. But that is neither here nor there. Let me go on and put the disclaimer out there. Sometimes our conversations can get a little heated, a little risque, a little hot and bothering. But if you feel like this is something not for you, we understand that you get easily offended, and we know this is not for you. So if that's the case, it's all right. Maybe we'll tap into some of your bad guys, and you come out of your shell a little bit. But tonight's conversation is going to be really interesting. Before I get into even that, Taylor, please educate, well, not educate, but tell us why you've been missing in action, ma'am, really.
Okay, so here's the thing. If you follow me on Instagram, you follow me on Twitter, we're friends on Facebook, you pretty much know that I seem to have issues with my children. And you always see this hashtag, them babies mean. That's because my babies are mean. I was missing in action last week because one of my twins, they're 6 months old now, they're teething. Justin decided that he was going to just have a night. I was preparing for the show, and he developed a fever. I said, okay, let me give him some medicine, you know, take his clothes off him, lay him down, he'll be fine. No, that wasn't the case. It was not the case at all. The twins are night and day. Justin is a very quiet one. He's very mellow. He doesn't cry. And Ian is the screamer, the crier. Everything you do gets a reaction out of him. But Justin wasn't feeling well. He was cranky. He didn't want to be held. He didn't want anything. He just wanted to cry. So being that he was upset, I decided that, you know, the right thing to do would be to take him to the hospital. So we get to the hospital, and he's still continuing to cry. He still has a fever. He's upset. He doesn't want the milk. He doesn't want any juice. He doesn't want anything. He's just crying and crying and crying. Finally, they call us to go in the back to see the doctor, and the nurse picks him up so she can weigh him, and he immediately stops crying, and then he proceeds to start laughing. So she is sitting here playing with him, and he is laughing. He is cooing. And then also, he happened to have said his first word, which was dada. As he's playing with this nurse, while we're in the hospital, in the emergency room, because he has a fever. By the time she finished playing with him and doing all that fun stuff, she weighed him. He was 19 pounds and 4 ounces. And he no longer had a fever. All of that. Just to be sent back home. He had a good time playing with the nurse. They were playing, and then the doctor came, and then the doctor started playing with him, and it was just everybody wanted to play with Justin. Meanwhile, I just wanted to get home because I had a show to do. But no, we just wanted to play at the hospital. I guess he just wanted to see what it was like to go to the hospital without actually being born that day. That's pretty much how he felt.
And we are glad that you are back with us to hang out with us tonight. So let's talk about what we're going to talk about. So I was sitting and I was conversing with one of my friends. And the word thirsty came across the conversation. Now, I don't like the word thirsty. I think it's especially when the term, when it's used. Now, when you think about the word thirsty, what do you think?
When I think about the word thirsty, what do I think? I think that is just, it's a really weird way of saying desperate. I don't like that word either. I don't know. It's just weird. It's weird to use, I mean, as an adult. Like, once you get past that 22 stage, like, you shouldn't be saying, oh, he's so thirsty. She's so thirsty.
And you can try to get her girl accent with it. Oh, you're so thirsty.
I think that that's like a teen, like, that's just like a teeny bopper thing. Yeah, but
well,
it's just weird.
I feel some type of way with grown folks saying the word, like, oh, he's thirsty or she's thirsty. Well, go get that bitch a water or something, because I don't understand. So, I'm sorry. Tonight's conversation has not reached the erotic part of it yet. But I'm sorry. I just feel like you shouldn't be walking around saying somebody's thirsty. I mean, if you're thinking because somebody is showing genuine interest in you, it's a thirsty action, then you might want to reevaluate the type of people that you're used to talking to. Because if no one's paying any attention, what is that at that point being? So, I think I would much rather somebody pay me attention and pay me genuine attention than someone who's not going to pay me attention at all. Because then you're mad because he ain't paying you no attention. Now some people can take you showing attention to the extreme. Like, I'm going to be really honest, I got some inbox hoes. Yeah, there's that word again, inbox hoes. I have them, I pay them no mind. Send me a message every single day, and I never respond, and it never says at the bottom of your screen, seen at such and such a time. I promise you, you can stop sending me messages, because I'm never going to read them, because I'm clearly not interested at all, ever. So, it's just, it is what it is. And to you, I don't care how many times that you say, hello, beautiful, hi, honey, how are you doing? I clearly am not interested. Like, at what point do you get the picture? You know what I mean? Like, you're not getting interest at all.
Well, I think that I think that some people their elevator doesn't go to the top floor as far as like common sense goes, so they don't understand. They're just like, oh, you know, she'll read them whenever she gets a chance, or I don't know. They don't. It doesn't stop. Like the other day, I had a message that was just beyond long. It was beyond long. It was just like so long and drawn out, like, oh, I came across your page and, you know, I really like, you know, your work and da 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 da. Then it went on to something else. Like, it started off with, okay, you know, I'm a fan of yours, you know, I read your blog, and, you know, I like your page, and your advice is always so on point. I was like, oh, okay. Then it just went left field. It was just so long and so drawn out that I just was like, I don't even want to, I'm tired of reading this. And I just stopped reading it. It was so long. Like, I think that he took the time to write this down before he even typed it. It was so long and so drawn out. And I was just like, what? Why? No, thank you. That's okay. Thank you, but no thank you. Yeah, I kind of politely told him, you know, thank you, but no thank you. I think that's usually what happens. They just want that, you know, either it is or it isn't with most people. They just got to know. Like, well, if you sending me a message every day and I never respond, then there's pretty much your answer. But, you know, sometimes they don't know.
And that's true. AJ commented on my post. He said, so I'm calling you and asking you how you're doing, checking on you, seeing if you need anything, and I'm thirsty, shaking my head, that's stupid as hell. You damn right. Now, if that's something, like, if you're being genuine, these sideways broads, yes, I call them sideways, don't know how to pay somebody actually checking up on their sour asses. And, yes, I've been drinking. So, my little mouth is filthy. I don't care. So, it's just not that, it's not that serious. Bitch, be glad. Somebody is calling and checking on you.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's that time of night, story time. As everyone is aware that the Super Bowl was actually in New Jersey this year. I don't know if the listeners know, but I am actually from Jersey, born and raised. I have a couple of Facebook friends that kind of flew, drove, took a, you know, bus ride, however they got here, and they came to see the Super Bowl. They had a great time, whatever, whatever. Everyone knows that the weather has been shitty up here. Capital shitty. So there were a couple of times where, you know, I just left a, you know, just something on their wall like, hey, did you make it home? Or, you know, are you still in Jersey? Or, you know, what's going on? Are you able, you know, to get home? Out of common courtesy, because, you know, you're not from here and you're basically stuck here. And I had a couple of females that were just in my inbox like, you sound thirsty, you want to know if they have, you know, if they're stuck at the airport or not, and yada yada yada. I'm like, but they're not from here. Like, I have friends that were from D.C. I had friends that were from California. I've had, like, it was all over. And they're stuck in New Jersey. Like, it sucks. Like, it was snowing and raining and just all types of Mother Nature just was upset with us up here. And I'm like, it's not me being thirsty. It's not me being all needy. It's just, you know, out of a genuine concern. It was really, like, they really, really were, like, feeling some type of way about it. I was like, wow. Like, wow, you have nothing else better to do.
That's probably the same chick that'd be mad as hell if she said she was sick and nobody called and checked on her.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. That's all I can say. Just, you dumb bitches.
Exactly.
Like, what is wrong? And I think that word and other words can be actually removed from this, I guess it's supposed to be like slang type conversation. Because to me, if you say I'm thirsty, I'm gonna be like, well, do you want some water? Would you like some soda? Would you like some juice? That's what the word is for. You are parched and you need a drink. And so, therefore, I feel like today, as of right now, at 10:50 p.m., I think we should remove the word thirsty from saying, hey, I just dream we checking up on you. It's okay. And reserve that for something else. Like, say, you're a bugaboo or something that just won't go away. You're like an itch on my butt. Like, really, you won't go away. So,
an itch on my butt? An itch on my butt.
Like,
an itch on my butt?
Shut up. Anyway. But, yeah, I think this was like a vent moment.
That's what it sounded like.
Yeah. Yeah, we used to be cooped up in the house for the past 2 days for 12 hours. Nonstop with no human contact. Yeah, that starts to get to your nerve a little bit.
I see.
But, yeah, the joys of working from home. That word. That whole conversation that me and my friend had, like, I was sitting there looking like, why in the hell are you calling that person thirsty? All they asked was, bitch, how are you doing? And all you had to say was, I'm fine. Especially when you gave your number to the dude and he's like, so, hey, how are you doing? Good morning. How are you? You gave your number to him. It's different from inbox hosts. But you give him your phone number, and he's genuinely trying to show interest in you, but you're too damn blindsided that you don't see that this man is trying to actually really ask you or say to you, good morning.
Oh, wow.
Like, really. And so I had to tell her, I was like, so listen, would you feel okay if he stopped talking to you all of a sudden? And she was like, no, because I'm interested. Then, bitch, let that man say good morning to you. Like, and it's crazy because I'm not, no. I say good morning. You know what? And you all can take this how you want to. I tell someone good morning every single morning. And I feel bad if I miss a morning of saying good morning to that person. Because I know my schedule can become very hectic, and I can lose track of time. So when I realized, like, oh, crap, it's almost 12 o'clock. Oh, I didn't tell such and such good morning. Let me make sure I tell them good morning, because sometimes that good morning can be that one thing that actually gets across and says, okay, you know, somebody thought about me enough this morning to say good morning to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, especially when you are genuinely interested, when you're interested in that person, and that person is interested in you, you know, and then you tell them, hey, you know, I want you to have such a good, I want you to have an awesome day, an amazing day, a great day. You can tell them that, and it may not have to be any more conversation after that point, because you're both on your daily routine, and it's okay. Like, I just don't understand how some of these bitches wake up in the morning, you don't want nobody to tell you the good morning. I just don't understand. I mean, I love it when people say to me, good morning. Heck, I could walk outside and tell my neighbor good morning, and I'm still happy. Every morning I go to this little juice shop. I love their juices and their smoothies, and I go every morning. They know me by name. It's okay. So every morning I'm in there. I say, hey, good morning. And they're like, hi, baby, how are you? Good morning. And if I'm coming in there a little late, they're like, uh-oh, wait a minute. It's a little late. What's wrong? Or if I show up a little early, they're like, oh, you must be going to work early today. So it's just different conversations with you. But then when I leave, when I'm walking out the door, I'm telling them, have an awesome day. And they're like, okay, you too. What's so wrong? Is that me being thirsty at the juice shop? Because I don't want them rods. So.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you being thirsty. It sounds like you're being polite and you're being friendly. I mean,
right,
not for nothing. You're dealing, this is people that's dealing with something that you're putting in your body. If I get up in the morning and I want to go someplace and get something to eat, you better believe I'm going to put on the best smile. I'm going to be polite and nice because you're giving me food to put in my body. Why would I want to be grumpy with you or call you thirsty because of that?
Right. Like, and so a text message can be thirsty, a phone call can be thirsty, but I'm fine. I don't look at it like that. I see that as people trying to be do such and such with this inbox host. They don't say his ass out my inbox. I ain't interested in you. I done told you. Yeah. And I don't care if you're listening to this show at this point. Oh, I'm not interested.
She said, get from around her inbox.
Down around in that. And that's in that country slang of mine. Get off around here before I get my shotgun. But,
oh,
you know, I really don't have one. Please don't think I have guns in my house. But, you know, I just spent the first 25 minutes on this rant. But what we're going to do, we're going to get into my email. Yes, because I recently, and now everybody knows that me and Taylor both have columns. Mine is called Ask Imaj. Taylor's is called The Naked Talk. And every now and then, sometimes, I don't know how my column kind of gets crossed with hers with some of these questions that I get. But I did get this point that was like, oh, great, that would be so wonderful to answer on the air. So I'm going to read it for you. It says, Dear Imaj, please keep me anonymous. I'm writing you because I am not sure how to approach a situation. Lately, I have found myself clearly attracted to other women, and I have been staring at their breasts and fantasizing about them. Okay. And there is this young lady that I am really attracted to, but I'm not sure how to approach her. And since I have never been with another woman, I don't even know if she's that way. I've had conversations with her and can tell that she's open-minded and never really judges anyone. I guess the reason why I'm writing you is because I don't know how to approach her. Well, somebody's a little bi-curious, aren't they?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me.
I understand the whole bi-curiosity. It's okay. It's okay to be different. It's okay. We understand that. We encourage you to be different around here, and please keep in mind that we do not judge anyone. And I think it's a matter of you kind of just kind of feeling things out. You know, just say, hey, you know, maybe one night y'all need to go out for drinks and tell us, you know, get you some liquid courage, and let her know, like, I think you're really funny. And I really want to get to know you on a different level. And what's the worst thing she can say? No, I'm not interested in you like that. It's okay. People tell people no all the time. Just tell me no all the time. I don't care. Just go about my business. No does not stop that party. But I think that she could, you know, definitely just talk to her and say, hey, you know, I'm interested, and see where she's at. Because she never, and the best thing that she can say is like, hey, you know, I'm down for whatever. Whatever makes you happy. I don't think there's nothing wrong with it at all. I'm just talking to somebody. So how would you feel? I mean, I know we've talked about this before, and so how would you feel if another woman approached you and was like, so, listen, I'm really attracted to you. And it's not even about asking, can you join me and my boyfriend or husband or in the bedroom? Like, she really wants to get with you on a whole sexual tip. How would you feel?
Oh, man. First of all, the first thing I do is be like, really? I don't know. Like, that's just me. Like, the first thing, oh, man, like, I would take that as a compliment. I mean, I wouldn't be harsh. I wouldn't just be like, ew, nah. I just would be like, you know, thank you very much. I appreciate it. But, no, thank you. And then just leave it at that. Like, I wouldn't, even if they were a friend, I wouldn't disown her or anything like that or, no, just, no, thank you. That's all you got to say. Plain and simple. I would tell her, you know, don't feel weird around me or feel like, you know,
like we
I'm making fun of you or anything like that. Yeah, no, I wouldn't do any of that. That actually happened to me maybe about 4 or 5 years ago. I went to Pride, the parade. In the city, one of my coworkers, her, and actually three of my coworkers. One of them I didn't realize was gay, but they had a float in the parade. So they asked me would I come, and I was like, "Oh, okay. Well, I never been to Pride. I don't really care. It doesn't bother me. I'm all for it. Free love. Love who you love. Whatever. Equal opportunity here. I feel like, you know, whatever." gotta float your boat. So I went, and we were, the parade was over. We were at, like, this little rinky-dink bar on some street around some corner from some place that I couldn't tell you where it was in the city. And this girl, she approached me, and she sat down, and she was like, you know, can I buy you a drink? At this point, I done had so many drinks. I'm just, whatever. I don't care. What's one more drink? So she sits down, and she starts talking to me, and, you know, we're having a general conversation, and she kind of, like, asked me for my phone number. And I had to tell her, like, you know, I appreciate it, but no thank you. And then she was like, wow, like, you were really sweet about it. Like, you weren't mean at all. I'm like, no. What would I be mean? There's no reason to be mean or nasty about it. Just, you know, no thank you. That was it.
Nah, I feel good. You're okay. I might have a friend that I can introduce you to. You know. And you did the right thing. You just need to let her know that you're not interested. And that's the reaction that you should get, is someone's not interested. You know, like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I understand. But some of these people out here on this earth are so wicked, so mean, so rude, so such jerks that, you know, a lot of people can't take rejection.
Yeah.
And you know, not everybody is out to get you. Not everybody is out to treat you bad or anything. I just feel like you just be you. You never know. You might make a good friend because you're open and honest about the whole situation. And then they might be able to introduce you to some like-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I feel. So
yeah, I agree. I definitely agree.
I mean, I know plenty of lesbian, bisexual, homosexual men. Like, I know so many of them, it doesn't bother me, like, to be around other people. Like, it just doesn't. And so I've been hit on before by a woman. I know how to smile and be like, oh, thank you. Okay. All right. And it's not that uneasy laugh. It's like, oh, okay. Oh, you thought I was like you. Okay, no. Because I remember I was to go visit my best friend, who I call my sister. And she's my question, like, she's definitely like my sister. If, when she lived here in the city, you would think we were stuck with each other. Because if you saw one, you saw the other. And so, and a lot of times, it would be so funny, people would walk up to me and be like, hey, Renata. And I would be like, I'm Jamie. Because they felt like, and so, I remember when she first told me that she liked women, I was like, oh, well, okay, girl, or whatever. And we went on about the conversation. And she was like, so you're just not going to say nothing. I was like, girl, I don't care. Like, I don't care at all because that's you. And
like, what exactly is it that you can do about it, though? Like, I always wondered that.
But the thing was, when she told some other people about it, she was like, the one person was like, oh, I can't be your friend anymore. That you were
a
friend anyway. Yeah, like, you weren't our friend in the first place, if this was the case. So,
I hope they hit their pinky toe on the side of the bed. I hope they stub their toe. That is just wrong. You don't treat people like
that. Well, that's a whole another show, another whole level conversation. But I was like, okay, so me and her had already been friends. We had been roommates. Like, we were roommates at one point. We were friends. Like, I don't care. She's not attracted to me. I mean, come on. So we just kind of lived our life, and it was normal. And then when I went to visit her a few months back, her roommate is also lesbian. And I think she had left to go either get something to drink. She had gone to the store. She had done something, but she wasn't there. And I was standing there having a conversation with her roommate. And her roommate, and I was like, oh, yeah, my guy friend is this, 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 that, and the third, and he's so this, 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 and that. She was like, oh, so you're not like us? She was like, so she has straight friends. I was like, yeah, we've been friends since college. What the heck? Like, I was like, do people think that, you know, people in the gay community can't be friends with straight people? Like, yeah. Like, you can be brother, sister, cousin with straight people. Like, one of my cousins is homosexual, and he is, honey, he is fierce. You can't touch him. But, but that's my cousin. That's my cousin, and I love him to no end. So,
there you go.
And I think people fail to realize that at the end of the day, God created them. Yes, they made their own choices. So what? As a person, you are supposed to love everybody no matter the way, shape, or form they are. So I'm going to love my people that are in my life because they were put in my life for a reason. And that's my best friend. And that is my sister. And if you got anything to say about her, guess what? We can go with it. Because that's my boo. And she know I love her, and she love me too. Except for yesterday when we were watching basketball. But that's not conversation. But, you know, I think people are just, I don't know, this day and age, there ain't no need to be squeamish about it. Ain't nobody looking at you.
Exactly.
Ain't nobody looking at you. Why would I? Ain't nobody looking at you. They don't want you. I promise you they don't. I promise you on everything I like and love, they don't want you. You don't even want you, so why would they want you?
Exactly. Exactly.
So, yeah. Yeah, and I mean, and if this young lady was to go out and she was to be interested in women, go out and be interested in women. But I just want you to do this. Do this for me. If you're going to go out and you're going to get with a woman, go get you a good-looking one, honey. Don't go get you no mess. I'm sorry. Go get you a good-looking one. Get one that you like. If you like breasts, get you one with some nice, real breasts. If you like butts, go get one with a real nice butt. Like, what?
Tell her not to go get a booger wolf. That's what you just said. But what happens if the person that she's, like, what if she's attracted to, like, whoever she's attracted to, and they, you know, they might be a booger wolf. Like, what happens then? Nothing.
I have nothing for that.
Exactly.
You know,
see,
beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Yes, and since I am beholden, who am I to say? Okay. So, you know, we've talked about the beauty of, in the beholding of the beauty. And we've talked about it before. We're going to talk about it tonight. Oh, guys, I am on such a whole other level at this point in life. I don't know why. I just fail. Oh, well, in other news. So, what's going on, Taylor? I have nothing at this point.
Well, let's see. I had a couple of things to share from my Facebook, but unfortunately, Facebook is acting real ratchet right now, and it's not letting me log in through my new phone that I have. So I don't even have the things that they wanted to talk about.
Hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
It's real ratchet. This won't let me log in. It's telling me that I'm not who I am. My everything's wrong. My email's wrong. My password's wrong. My phone number's wrong.
Okay. That's
yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's not feeling. It's really not feeling me this week. Mm-mm.
That's okay. That's cool. I know how Facebook likes to act. I got something for you. So, you see, we listened to Miguel coming into the show, talking about cookies. I don't know if we've talked about this before. Talked about cookies. I think it was before we actually had our show that we talked about it on our Facebook page. But are you okay with quickies? Like, are you okay with those in your life?
Yeah, unfortunately, that has been my life since the little people came. So, yeah.
Oh.
I personally think they're rather fun.
It depends. It really does. Like, sometimes it might just be what I need, and then sometimes it ain't what I want. You know?
Yeah.
So, it's some of them days. It's okay. But story time. So, this one time, right?
Just one time at band camp?
Yeah. And fun fact about me, I was in the marching band. Don't judge me. I went to band camp. Whatever. So, and they had the nerve to say that, you know, all the best freaks are in the band.
Yeah.
As I got older.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear it.
As I got older, I probably lived up to that. It's okay. It's all right. I like things. I know what I like. So, hey. But one time, she came in the door, and I didn't have time to be like, huh. Not even to say, hey, like, huh. And he was on me, and it was almost over. I was like, what? That was one of them days. I didn't want no quickie. I didn't want that. I wanted some good sex. That quickie shit pissed me off. So you need to call in advance and say, this is what's going to happen, and so I can mentally prepare myself for shit like that. And I was like, and that lasted about 3 minutes. No. Please. Get over. Sit down. Why is my spring frozen? But I think some quickies can be really good, especially if they're hitting that spot to the point where it's like, okay, yeah, we can get that quick this way. But you know, ain't done nothing yet. And I'm like, oh, man, it's over. It's over. And now I'm about to say bye.
You are
what? Oh my gosh, my screen has froze. Oh my gosh. Wait a minute. Oh my goodness. Oh crap.
Well,
I'm just trying to see what someone wrote on my Facebook page.
See? It's spreading. See? The Facebook is acting ratchet.
Girl. Oh, or something. I don't know. I can't see anything. So if you just posted on my Facebook page, my computer screen just froze, and I have nothing. At all.
Well, I think that they can be very exciting. Like, if you're out and it's just, like, really, you know, I got to have you now type of thing, then yes, it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I mean, I've had that type of quickie where I'm not going to say anybody's name, but, you know, I mean, we had a nice little quickie at the public place, and it was fun.
So let me get my detective hat here.
What's
a public place. Was that suit and tie man?
I will not dignify that with an answer, ma'am.
It was suit and tie man. Okay, just checking.
No, I will not. Sure. You will not put that on that person.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't.
I mean, you know.
Man.
I mean.
Okay. So.
I'm not answering. Stop trying to get me to answer something when I clearly said I'm not going to answer it.
Okay. So it was fun. It was in a public place.
Huh?
Hmm. I think I know who it is.
You don't know.
I don't know.
I think we're
mutual friends. I think so. I think I know.
Mutual friends where?
I think we're on
Facebook.
Yes.
On Facebook. Well, we have a lot of mutual friends. Like we have.
Yeah.
Let me go see. We have a lot of mutual friends, so that could forever. We have 72 mutual friends at this point in
Dang.
Real life. Like,
dang.
So.
All right, fine. All right. I'll take off my detective hat. You're so rude. My goodness. I was going somewhere with this. You just.
What were you going? Were you trying to place it on Mr. Specific thing, or?
Yeah, I was. I was trying to dwindle it down, but you just came and just shot it on down.
No. Mm-mm. They're going to have to book me on that one tonight because they ain't getting that one out of me. Nope. Nah. Not. No. Because that can happen again in real life.
Oh.
Yeah, they could happen in real life. I mean, it was fun. We didn't get caught the first time. Or the second time. Or the third time.
Oh, okay. Well, all right.
I mean,
then.
That's my heart. Huh?
I said, well, all right then.
Yeah. I was getting all kinds of trouble with that particular person.
I see.
I think that might be that's why we're not in the same place. But I'm telling you, we get all types of I can't even begin to explain. I need a drink. I just got thirsty. I'm absolutely in real form tonight. Oh, gosh.
Boy, oh, boy.
It's funny. Well,
mine was actually at the movies. It was kind of that and the exhibition all in one, because I decided that I wanted to go see, I don't know, that some movie, and it was really, really late, so I was kind of like the only one in, well, I assumed that we were the only ones in the theater.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, the people who control the movie, so they were like running late or whatever, so, you know, one thing led to another, and then after a while, the movie never quite played because, you know, they were busy watching us.
Wow.
Pretty interesting. Yeah. It was pretty interesting.
So I'm going to be real honest. That is one of those things that I really want to do, to be in a movie theater and be the only ones, but not be the only ones. Like, I have no issue with being watched. I have no issue with You know, I don't get nervous. I don't. I would be happy. I'd be okay. Now, I would have to ask to see if he would be okay, because, you know, he might get there. But I don't.
Oh, yeah.
That's on that list. Like, that's on that bucket list of sexual things that you want to happen. Like, I want to have sex in the movie theater or in, I can't say that one because I already did that. Yeah. Definitely the movie theater. I can't even put my list, finger on my list right now, but the movie theater is definitely up there. That's one of those things. But it is.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Not pretty fun.
Definitely fun.
Short skirts. That's the fourth.
Yes.
And I don't understand, okay, this is along the same thing, but kind of like, excuse me, people who want to do it in the airplane bathroom. That shit's small. What are you doing? Like, why would you want to do that? Now, if we had our own private jet, we had our own little nice, comfortable bathroom, then yes, we could talk about it. But them little regular planes, on the commercial plane, them bathrooms ain't no bigger than nothing. So I don't understand why people feel like they want to join the Mile High Club that way. Crazy. That is damn near retarded. You can barely turn around in the freaking bathroom. Why would you want to have sex in it? And you're quiet. Have you done that?
Absolutely not.
I don't believe you.
No,
I don't
haven't.
Believe you. I believe you just told me a lie.
No, I really haven't, because of that very reason. Like, I have this fear that it's going to start getting good, and then someone's going to slip, and then it's going to be like a foot or an arm in that blue water, and I can't deal. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's my only issue with that. Like, I can't see it. Like, just, it's too small. It's too small. It's way too small.
It's really small. And I spend a lot of time on airplanes. And every time, and I, for one, already had an issue with public bathrooms. Okay?
Yes.
I already had that issue with public bathrooms. Then I have an issue with things that are kind of like porta potties. That to me feels like a porta potty in the air. That's what it feels like to me. So don't judge me, people, because I feel like that. But I mean, and I'll be real honest that a lot of times, unless the flight is like 8 hours long, I'm not using the bathroom on the plane.
No. I'm with you. I see the vision. I'm so with you.
And so, I mean, if he wants to say, hey, baby, let's go into the bathroom, I'm going to kind of look at him like, you going in there by yourself? Because that's not going to happen. Now, like I said, if we're on a private plane or jet and we can do that, like, cool, it's just us. And that, matter of fact, we're not going to use that bathroom. We're going to use this whole airplane. So, fine, but until they get bigger bathrooms. And, I'm not interested in all of that at all.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
I'm
not either. Like, I'll pass.
There's a clause in there that says, unless it's a private situation, then, yeah, we can talk about it. But other than that, I'm partner. We can. Now, even though I have issues with public bathrooms, there was this one time with the same
person. It was another time in band camp?
With the same person who got me the last time in the public room. It was horrible. Oh, my gosh. They no damn thing. You know? Can you turn that off? Okay, I'm sorry. I just had a moment.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Pray for me. That was another word. The power of prayer. Please pray for me because I have issues. And it's been a long time. Okay. So you would think that I was probably sitting on the edge of the sea at this point. It's been a long time.
Oh, sheesh.
Yeah, it's okay. It's all right. Shake it off. So, okay, listen. So, remember how we talked about, and we're about to switch up another topic, and we're going to talk about some stuff. So that way other people know what we have going on as well. So we're looking for a third person to join our show. And we would preferably like it to be a male. That way, it can kind of balance the two crazy girls out. And, you know, it's okay. He can join our threesome. That sounded kind of nasty. But he can join our twosome and bring in a lot of his personality into our show. So if you are listening and you want to be a part of the Friday Nightcap, please get in contact with either myself or Taylor Day through our Facebook pages, and please tell us why you're trying to reach out to us. Don't just say, hey, how you doing, because I don't know who you are, and I may leave it there. So please reach out to us and say, hey, I would love to be able to join you guys' show. So with that being said as well, next week, I am thinking that we are going to allow some guys to take over our show. What do you think, Taylor?
I think that that is a great idea. I would love to see it. Love to see it.
I think so, too. I think that with, you know, having those guys kind of take over our show and see what kind of trouble these guys can get into, would be rather interesting and rather fun. And as a matter of fact, I'll be on the show, but we'll be here. Don't think that we're going to leave you out here. We're going to be here with you, but I'll be out of town. But I will still be on the show, and I will be logged into my laptop, and so I'll be here. But I think
you're
gonna be
out of town being fresh.
No. Oh. Who? Me? Stop that. No, I'm not.
You see how easy that lie came out? You see that? You see that? I just, no, I will not. Yeah, okay. See? She going to be fresh.
No, I'm not going to be fresh. Anybody said that. Where I'm going, there is warmth and there is cold. And I'm going to probably be cold. Anyway, I'm not going to tell anyone where I'm going until next week. So if you catch me in your city, state, come hang out with me. I think it'll be interesting because, you know, guys, they are just, guys are nasty. They act like they are not nasty, but they're nasty too. And, you know, they'll say to a girl, like, you know, man, that bitch on my dick. Like, she was a pope. Like, really? You ain't got to tell everybody your business, but, you know. But you know what? Women do the same because, like, girl, he ate my spoo hog like nothing. Like, he ain't never ate before.
Yeah, we do that. I do that.
We do that. Like, really. Like, we do that, and our girlfriends know we do it. We talk about it. We sing about it. We write songs about it. You know.
Yes.
And the funny thing is that men think that, oh, women, they don't talk like this. Yes, the hell we do. We talk nasty. We talk candid. We, especially when we're with our girlfriends. And you know? Like, yeah. I think one time, like, it was so funny with me and my girlfriends. We were talking about anal sex. And one of my friends was like, honey, that's all the types of sex I have because, you know, babies come out the other portion, so I can have anal sex all day long if he wants to. What? I'm like, oh my. But don't you, like, I've done it, and I'm not going to lie, I thoroughly enjoy it, but not all the time. Like, if my butt likes to get mad at me, like, my butt be like, honey.
But man, leave me alone. Stop touching her. You know, so.
But for her to be like, oh, yes, girl, that's all. Sometimes I do. Like, and we're looking like, oh, okay, cool, whatever. So do you, boo. And so we talk like that. We can get filthy. We talk a little nasty, and that's okay. Sometimes it's what we need. You know, everybody can't be such a prude all the time. That is tiring. I promise you it's tiring being a prude. I mean, I remember when I was one, I was unhappy. I was unhappy with life. And so therefore.
Yeah. Definitely, I agree. It's too. Ugh. It's too much.
It is way too much. Way too much. It takes a lot of. It's like being angry. You know how when you're mad, you just feel so drained after being mad? And it's just like that, you know. It's like there's no satisfaction in it. There's no happiness at the end of the tunnel because at the end of my soul is all tied for him for this. Oh, God, I'm terrible. But, you know, I'm sorry. I can't see myself like that now at all. If I had to tone down the situation in the bedroom, I think I'd probably leave him.
Yes. Yep.
I probably would. No, baby, you're doing too much. Hmm? What do you mean? I don't feel like I'm doing enough. Like, there ain't no level to this shit. Like, at all. So what are you talking about? And so I think I was like, are you cheating on me? That something in me would be like, something ain't right here.
Yeah.
You know? So... Who knows, honey?
Yeah, that's pretty much, I feel the same way. Like, that's the end of all, like, relationships. That's pretty much actually what kind of happened with me was that it got to the point where I wanted to try different things and he didn't really care for it too much. He didn't understand it. And, it got to a point where it was really like, you know, it was a divide. And I'm like, I can't deal with it anymore. You know, like it seems petty, but it really is, you know, like it feels like you're being, like your personality and who you are is being bottled. Like you're just in, that's, you know, like you just feel like, you're being contained, like you're just in this box and there's nothing that you can do about it. It drove me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely crazy.
I
had to tell him, like, after a while, like, enough is enough.
Like, that's crazy. Like, I couldn't see myself. Like, they're like, I don't know. Like, if I suggest, like, let's try something new, if you tell me no, like, okay. And I'm the type of person where I'm going to ask you why. Like, I need a reason why you're telling me no. Like, on some whole other stuff. Like, why is it that you don't like it? Why is it that you don't want to try it? Have you tried it before and you didn't like it? If that's the case, then maybe that person didn't do it the right way. Like, situation is not the same, so you have to be open-minded. If you're so closed-minded that you're going to let somebody walk out your life because of it, you're stupid, like, up and down stupid.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's definitely something that is appreciated when somebody can be open-minded and do the things that you like to do. But, yeah. But, yeah, it's different. I'm not going to do anything to you that's going to hurt or harm you. I'm going to say that. I'm not going to do anything, you know.
Exactly.
You know, mm-hmm. I'm not going to, like, let me burn you with this stuff. Hell no, because I don't want you to burn me with stuff. You know, I'm not going to torture you, and I'm not going to allow you to torture me. So, but, you know, please allow me to at least tie you up once or twice. See? Appreciate you using your ties. Okay, anyway, just put myself in a moment. You know, so. To each his own, I really guess. Because some people like to be tortured. Some people like to, you know, type of stuff. That's good for them.
Yeah, some of that is just, I find, you know, to be a little, you know, extreme. Because I told you, you know, my journey. And, you know, it's like, some of it is, you know, a bit extreme. You know,
did you say
like,
my dream?
I said extreme.
Oh, I thought you said, you know, I told you my dream. I was like, what? You told me what your dreams and aspirations were?
No, no. Oh, I said, no, my journey. I said my journey. And then I said some of the things are extreme. Oh, my goodness.
But you know what? As your friend, some of those I'll walk with you in some of them. Like, I'll hold your hand. Like, I'll hold your hand in some of them. Because we've discussed a couple of them. And, yes, I would hold your hand, like, for moral support. I sure would. Mm-hmm. I'd hold your hand. Honey, yes, I'm going to be standing right there. I'll hold your hand through it. But some stuff, you ain't going to get me on no distraction. It's your friend I have to support. But...
No, it's some things that I was just like, no, I'm just not going to do that. Like, I'm not going to do that. Nope.
What's one thing that you say you're not ever going to do?
Anal fisting?
Oh, God, no, you can fit your fist in somebody's ass. That is uncalled for.
It's unnecessary. I'm not going to do that.
Against everything I like and love.
Yeah.
No, I definitely can't do that. Please don't do that.
Also, anything that has to do with, like, drawing blood. Yeah, because they have, like, the paddles and chains and things like that. Like, some people like it really hard and they like to draw blood. I don't like the sight of blood, so therefore I'm not going to do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. Okay. I don't like the sight of blood. I don't like to see people bleeding. I don't, as much as I love, you know, like the hospital shows, I'm not going to do that.
I got you.
I'm not gonna do that. Also, like, there's another thing. It's like pet play, like where they, you know, like you dress up like cats and dogs or pigs or things like that. I'm not gonna do that. Yeah. Next week I have to share with you my trip. Yeah, they do that. Yeah. You'll be surprised.
Wait a minute. So you went? Wait a minute. You can't show that next week. I got to know now. You went? Like, for real?
Yeah, we went and it was a whole big thing. Like it was pure comedy. We went. We did go.
Oh, man. And I'm just now hearing about this. I feel some type of way. You can't tell us next week because we'll have guys on the show that will be taking over. Then we won't be able to talk like this. Oh, wait a minute. So
I could have sworn I told you. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay, well, we have time.
Yeah, we have plenty of time. So tell me, girl, tell me.
Okay, so we went, and there are very specific rules for these clubs. You know, you're not supposed to interrupt the scene. What else is there? You're not supposed to interrupt the scene. You can't, if the scene is going on, you can't, you know, you don't be rude or disrespectful, like there's no picture taken, things like that, you know, not really anything out of the ordinary. However, there were, you know, you can watch or you can learn or, you know, whatever you want to do. However, there are consequences for these things also. You know, if you do interrupt the scene, then, you know, you get punished some sort of way. So there was a bunch going on. There were like different scenes and different rooms, but it was interesting. I learned a lot. He didn't particularly learn anything, and he wound up leaving before I did because he thought it was weird. So he kind of sat in the car and waited. So I was done.
Wait a minute.
He
gets dumped down for that tomfoolery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
there were, I didn't participate in anything. I just kind of watched. There were a couple of scenes that struck my attention. There was, what do you call it? It's a flogger. Basically, it's like a, it looks like a pom-pom, but it's like long. It's like a whip, but it looks like a pom-pom to me. But, yeah, it was pretty interesting because he was, the master was kind of like hitting her with it, but it wasn't really hard. Like, it didn't sound hard. It wasn't like a whack, but, you know, and she kind of got off on it. I thought it was interesting. Or there was one scene that was like the pet play that I didn't particularly care for at that particular time. I just went and got a drink. I was like, no, I'm just going to get a drink. I'm not going to watch this. But, yeah, it was like everyone there was really, really nice. It wasn't, you know, anything out of the ordinary for them. I will say that, you know, there weren't a lot of brown people there.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a little awkward at first because, you know, you walk in and everyone kind of looks at you and they're like, what are you doing here? But I learned a lot. Like, I thought, you know, it was, from what I saw, it wasn't anything that was bad. Or, you know, because I see it more as you have to trust. It was more trusting for me. Like, I see that, you know, like these, the doms and the submissives, like, they really trust each other.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of like, you know, that was pretty interesting to see. Like, the different levels of trust, like how far you're, you know, how far you trust someone.
Mm-hmm.
And it was,
that level of trust is definitely needed for that particular thing. Well, and I know people are probably wondering, like, what the heck are they talking about? What type of club was she going to? All this was going on. I want to tell it because... I want to talk about it. So, if you listen to the Wind Down Show, you would know that in the month of, I think it was October, we discussed BDSM. And, you know, what it's really like. And we've had experts on it, and we've had people who actually participate in it, and people who write books about it. And so Taylor, the brave soul, she is. She's a great hard person. Because I'm still trying to get my head wrapped around this whole submissive thing because I'm such a bossy little bitch. But oh, and I've called myself a bitch on the air. Who cares? But anyway, so I encourage her to kind of get into it. And my friend has gone to one, and I'm just like super excited. And we have some other things that's on our list we're going to participate in because that doesn't really go on down here where I am in this city.
Yes, it does. You just have to find it. There are
I'm
things.
I'm not in the search of it.
Okay.
There's another particular lifestyle that we will talk about, and hopefully we'll have a guest on for that particular lifestyle. But that one I can tell you a little bit more about than this one. So and we believe in researching situations before we can talk about them. So Taylor has gone. She has done her research to the BDSM world. And it sounds like my little friend likes it.
Yes, it is. It's pretty interesting. It's pretty interesting and it's pretty cool. And I think it's fun. There's something called a forced orgasm. Yep. It's serious. It's from what I got of it, because I didn't participate. I just only looked. But she had nipple clamps. And he had this vibrator, and he kept turning it up and down and up and down and up and down.
So the clip vibrated. Oh, that sounds interesting.
Yes, the whole shebang was vibrating, and he kept turning it up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down. Like this went on for like at least 20 minutes.
That would drive me nuts.
Oh,
like,
I drove her nuts.
I say that because, like, that's the most sensitive place other than there for me. And so, like, I could possibly put too much of me about that was in the street. I don't know. I don't care. But, like, I could really come off somebody sucking on my breast. Like, I could do that. And
mm-hmm.
So that's really sensitive to me. So imagine those clamps there. Honey, I would probably cause all that stuff be running down my little leg.
See, I'm telling you, I've never seen somebody turn so many different colors. Like, she looked like the Crayola box had just threw up on her. She turned, like, four different colors. I'm like, oh, my God. And then finally he let her come. Oh, my goodness. Like she was just done. Like, she was, like, I mean, she was literally, like, crying and sweating and everything. Like, it was different. And I was like, you know, I don't know if I could have tolerated that. Like, she's stronger than me because I would have died. I would have died right there on the table. As soon as it's like the first time he turned it down, I'd have been like, oh, no, I can't do this.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh,
mm-hmm.
wow. Oh, mm-hmm. wow. I don't know how I would feel.
Well, see, here's the thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, you were saying that you, the whole submissive thing, because you're bossy. Well, you might not be a submissive. You might be a dom. There's a difference. You might be the dominating one.
Yeah.
You don't have to be. You don't. There are women dominant that I didn't know until I forgot who told me. I believe it was our good friend of the show, Miss Corey, that told me. But yeah, there are female doms. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So you might not have to. You might. You know, you don't have that type of personality to be a submissive, but, you know, you could very much be a female dominant. And
I got the right type of personality just to watch, honey. I was just saying, I'll watch that and eat my chicken wings and drink my Heineken. I'm good. I'm good. And then I probably just lose
honey,
my mind.
I just told you. I just told you there weren't many brown people there, so they didn't have chicken wings.
Exactly. I'll bring my own chicken wings. F that.
You can.
Okay, so listen, I have a question for you about this whole situation. Would you go again? And would the next time, would you participate?
I would definitely go again. Participate? I don't know. It would depend on the scene. Because, you know, I'm still learning, so there's a lot of things that I'm not going to be, you know, I'm not going to be too comfortable with. I'm not going to understand or whatever. So I don't know. If it's something that I think that I can handle, I would do it. But I'm not dealing with that whole forced orgasm thing. I'm not going to do that. I know that. I'm not going to do that because that's too much. That's way too much. Like, that was so intense. Like, it was, like, you could feel the intensity in the room. Like, that was way too much. Way too much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it depends. It depends on the scene.
Well, if you decide to go back again, please don't hold it in as a secret for too long, because it's not that much that we keep secret from each other, because I feel some type of way, but that's fine.
I'm sorry. Well, I was kind of saving it for the wind down, but then, you know, everything started happening, and then the show just got back, and then, you know.
Yeah, well, maybe, you can share that soon, because this week we were doing Battle of the Sexes, and next week we will continue the Battle of the Sexes, but they're cheating at. With the men, they're trying to win, but the women are weak winning at this point right now. So, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. That's how we do. Awesome like that. But, yeah, I'm proud of you for stepping outside of the box and doing something different. That is definitely different, and when it was brought to our attention, you know me, I was asking a whole bunch of questions like a kid in the candy store. I'm like, I need to know about this because I don't know. If I don't know something, I ask questions, honey. I sure do. So, and I had people trying to thank me and all types of stuff. No, they got no I'm good. I'm all right. Oh, wow. So I have someone commenting on the quickie question, and he said, his name is Andre. He said, not my best friend. It's not my best friend. Everybody who knows me knows that my best friend's name is Andre, one of my best friends. Name is Andre, and he's a jerk, and that's who he is, but it's not him. He said to the quickies, isn't there no such thing in my book? So I asked, I said, no quick love sessions before work. He said, nope, if it's going down in the morning, we're falling in late. Sometimes it's like that.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I ain't going to lie. There have been times where I have called in late to work.
It's happened to all of us. Yeah, I had one of those.
Yeah, or either leave work early.
Yes. Yes, I've had one of those too. Mm-hmm.
What else have I done? I have got off work early and drove an hour and a half. Because it was just that serious. Yeah. Yeah. That's ugly, ain't it? Like, on everything. I've done it before. I mean, if the guy wasn't, I mean, if that particular person wasn't who he even was, then, you know, that
guy. Mm-hmm. I completely understand. I've actually, I've had someone call and tell, he had to call out of work for me. Yeah, it was that serious.
Don't call my job trying to get me off the job.
No, I was already, you know, I was halfway, you know, dressed, ready to go, and then shit got too real, and then I was just passed out on the bed, and rather than me getting a no call, no show, he just kind of called out for me. Yeah. That was one of those, I hadn't seen you in a while. Come here.
Yeah, I understand. Believe me. Especially the hour and a half drive, that was worth it. So worth it.
Oh, yeah. They usually are. I said they usually are. If you got to drive that far, it needs to be worth my time and my gas. Yeah.
That would be the only, oh, I promise you, that would be the only person I'd do that for.
Mm-hmm.
Only.
Yes.
Only.
I completely understand. Yes.
Because even at that point, nothing could keep, so color purple is nothing but death could keep me from it.
Mm-hmm.
And so either train, plane, automobile, make it happen. So, you know, it's definitely something that's out there. And still the same man that gets me in trouble. So, always gets me in trouble. Never fails. I'll get in trouble with him to the day I leave this earth if he allows me to. But, you know, it is what it is. Mm, mm, mm. I was about to say, what in the world? Did she? Oh, we'll talk about this offline. we'll talk about it offline. We will talk when we get off. We'll talk about this later. I'm not going to talk about that on the air. But, so, we thank you so much for joining us tonight. And we appreciate you for hanging out and trying to listen to us rant and rave about different things because we were all over the place tonight. Blame it on the alcohol if you like. Next week, like I said, I'll be out of town, but I will be broadcasting from a different location. So if you can find me on your map, come check me out. And hopefully we'll get some guys that want to take over the show. We'll keep you up to date on that as well. And watch out for our Facebook to share any information. Taylor, do you have anything before we sign off for the night?
No. No, not tonight.
Well, we thank you so much for hanging out with us, and we will see you next week, same time, same place. Well, not really the same place, but same time. And I hope that you have an awesome weekend. This weekend I'm playing Mommy Taxi, so I'm not performing anywhere this weekend. So I will be driving around town. If you see me, shout me out. Say hey to me and the kids. And we appreciate you. Have a good night.
Good night.